Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who love our job, so we use pseudonyms to remain anonymous. I'd like to give a special thank you to all our Patreon donors who are out there. If you'd like to support Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast and get some swag and access to exclusive audio content, go to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast and their Patreon. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is proudly sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you are a theater or drama teacher and need some posters for your classroom, Ludlam Dramatics is the only provider of specialized theater and theatrical content for your classrooms. That's LudlamDramatics.com. If you have something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or go to our website, www.teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com, and reach us through the content page. All right, my friends, enjoy episode number 41.
I'm echoing somewhere.
But the question is, does the curtain match the drape? Carpet match the drape?
Yes, but not right now, because I'm not going to bleach my lady hair. Because I'm just not.
Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today I have Shirley Temper.
Gretchen, I'm sorry I laughed at you that time you got diarrhea at Barnes & Noble, and I'm sorry for telling anyone about it, and I'm sorry for repeating it now.
And also with me today, Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
How's it going, Elvis?
Hey, Bunny. And also with us, Ms. Sparkles!
Hey, hey!
And of course, Miss Rosie Rosie!
It's me!
Well, ladies, welcome. I'm glad you guys were able to remotely join us. I have some things to share. I actually had an article I was going to pull that a university in Florida was about to push a policy that the teachers were not allowed to have their own children in their home or be watching their children in their home while online teaching.
Okay.
And surprise, surprise, like I pulled that article yesterday and I was like, oh, this is great. And that was, what's today's Thursday? That was Wednesday. And now, as of this morning, the school realized how stupid that was and was immediately walking that back. So I don't really have an article except for I'm glad they came to their senses. I don't know who thought that was going to be a policy that works, that there's no child care and you can't have your kids in your home and you have to teach at home. But
I don't know. Where did they think people were going to take their children during the online teaching if they weren't allowed to be inside their house? Like, who fucking thought that was a good idea? Like, somebody without children was like, oh, you know what? If they're going to be working, then they can't have their own kids in the same building as them. Like, someone really stupid thought that idea up. And I hope that person either doesn't have a job anymore, or if they're an elected official, I hope they get voted out of office, because that's fucking dumb.
Am I the only one that is like, you know, I would get a lot more done if my gorgeous little crotch goblins weren't in my house?
I mean, you're right. Yes.
But how practical is that? How much is childcare, and can you even get it? Would you want to pay for it right now?
It's obviously completely impractical. I'm fortunate. My family lives here as of a few months, and so I could probably ding-dong ditch if I needed to. But I lived away from my family for the first 18 years post-high school or whatever, so it's not. It was stupid. I laughed really hard when I saw that. Because how are you gonna implement that on top of it? Like, what? How are you gonna?
No, it was completely a dick move on someone who just want. I wonder if it's part of the let's get the economy going again. So just go out there and suck it up, or whether it's someone stupid just like, no, you just go do something. Just hire a nanny to take care of them.
It's interesting, you know? Though, because anytime that I feel like anytime Texas screws the pooch, Florida's like, hold my beer and watch this.
Were they going to like go to people's houses and check that their kids weren't home? Like,
right?
Like, were they going to come knocking on your door like, hello, these are your administrators and we're here to make sure you don't have your kids here in your house, a-okay. Like, I don't know why I'm from Minnesota all of a sudden.
But that's the Florida accent.
Yeah, Floridians are actually from Minnesota, apparently. I'm so confused about how they thought this was going to be a practical solution. Like, I totally get it, because my coworkers, you know, we would be on WebEx, and they'd be like, oh my God, my kids are driving me crazy. Oh, I'm having to teach fifth grade and high school and kindergarten or whatever. But if they hadn't been allowed to have their kids in the building, most of them wouldn't have had anywhere for their kids to go.
There's a level of professionalism that needs to be maintained, but I believe that everyone can handle and live an interruption in an occasional Skype meeting if someone walks by. And as this becomes more normal, I think say, hey, daddy's on a call, come back. Or, you know, people are adjusting, but I don't think you need to say the kids can't be in the house and no one's going to have to be on meetings 24/7. However, a school I'm working at or working with in the fall, their plan on how they're going to handle the online half of kids, because they're giving them the option of 6 weeks like we had talked about, was that the kids will pretty much have a laptop in the classroom pointed at the teacher, and they'll just have to observe and do the work remotely. And so the teacher is not going to be doing double duty. They're just going to be pretty much streaming what they're teaching the kids in the classroom.
That's not a terrible idea.
No, I think for the kids who have higher health risks or the parents can't do it because of not busing. At first, I was like, oh, my God. But I was like, you know, it's not ideal. But as far as suggestions I've heard of teachers having to do triple duty and create online-only assignments, I mean, yes, there probably will need to be assignments that are different for the kids at home, because they might not, but they can still ask questions. They can still raise their hand. They can still witness what the other kids are there. I mean, it's not equal, but it's a lot better than a lot of the other things I've heard.
From Reddit user Chronically Punctual. Superintendent just sent an email implying we won't wear face masks because we aren't, quote, a public space. I am absolutely scared out of my mind. At first, everything seemed to be going decently well. They sent out a plan where students would be in cohorts in different days to prevent exposure. Then this morning, the superintendent says in an email that only the front desk will be required to wear a mask in Oregon. How will any of these precautionary measures work if I'm in a confined room with kids who aren't wearing masks? I thought I was fine, but now I'm not so sure.
Okay, first of all, the fact that this person put in Oregon makes me even more livid about this entire situation because of how fucking stupid people in Oregon have been about this pandemic. Not like the level of Texas and Florida stupid, but like number three.
I am right there on the same page with this Reddit user because we got word that schools in our state will be going back in person, but nothing. We've gotten nothing from the state. I've gotten nothing from my district as far as what sort of safety measures might be in place. And I am not feeling safe about it at all. Like, Texas is, I think we already kind of commented, like, in a race with Florida at the moment to see who can screw this up the hardest. And we're not going to be safe. It's not a question. If we go back with in a building of 1,000 kids in a middle school setting where they're switching classes and there are no protective measures and we're all like in closed in little rooms with each other, it's not if, it's when.
No, it's a huge crapshoot right now. But the thing is, no one knows what's going on. And we're in Texas. And right now they finally had the common sense to start walking it back and mandate that you have to wear masks around here. I went to the grocery store earlier to get a few things, well, to stock up because I'm feeling it's going to shut down again pretty soon. And this is the first time I've been to the store where every single person was wearing a mask, except for one guy in the parking lot. But maybe he took it off right when he walked out. I finally got to the point where I know people personally who have COVID. One of my friends is in the hospital and has been for the last 12 days. They're on the upside now. But the fact that pretty much since June 21st, he's been in the hospital, and we're in July now. And he had to have plasma, oxygen. I mean, it was – he's finally on the uptick now. And what's crazy is the rest of his family all tested positive. They were sick for about a day or two. But for whatever reason with him, and he's a healthy guy in his early 50s, just boom, kicked the shit out of him. And so, yeah, we have a lot of teachers who are in their 50s. We have a lot of teachers with other things. We don't need to be the experimental petri dish just because they demand child care in the form of education.
I was looking at our numbers today, as I do, as the paranoid that I am. And we, this week alone in the state of Texas, we have gone up almost 13,000 cases. Now, I know that there will be the few that say our numbers have gone up because we have tested more, However, our children's hospital, a big children's hospital in where we are in our area, has said that they have had the most number, 3,000, I want to say, this weekend alone. And the doctor said it wasn't because of testing, but because all of these children were getting it from their parents or from like sports. And he said that the biggest number right now is ages 15 to 24. It's like right there, prime high school students are the ones who are the biggest cases right now. And you want to send them back to school?
It's just this thing, this meme that I posted today. It was like, teachers in February 2020, you know, you're paid too much, you know, thanks for babysitting or whatever. It April 2020, it's you are God's creatures of light and glory. You don't get paid enough. You deserve the world. And then August 2020, sacrificial lambs.
I went to the liquor store today and really into PetSmart because Kitty was out of food and was out of booze. Really, we only saw a couple of people that just weren't wearing masks at all. What I saw was a bunch of people wearing them like pulled down where their nose wasn't covered. And I'm going, right. Guys, that's not how that works at all.
I always think of that picture of like the dick hanging out over the underwear.
Hey, can we have Nurse Rosie Rose talk about how stupid that is?
About CO2 toxicity? About how it's not a thing? You're gonna get
CO2 toxicity from wearing these two-layer cotton masks.
I wear, I go to the gym every day and I wear a mask. And thankfully, my gym is pretty, you know, small town. So there's hardly anybody there and we social distance and I wear a mask. I'm very sweaty, but I sweat anyway. So it ain't a thing. This is from Reddit by This Is Not For You 11. Science teachers, have any of you encountered problems with teaching evolution or other content to students from admin or parents' curriculum? I'm teaching Inherent the Wind next year, English teacher, and while not a completely accurate portrayal of the Scopes trial, I do plan on having students research and read about the trial and the controversy surrounding evolution. I didn't think it would be an issue when I was in school, but when I took bio in high school, early 2000s, my teachers made it perfectly clear that she didn't believe in evolution and was teaching it under duress and then did a very bad job of teaching it. And even these last 5 years in college, I'd run into adults in my bio, psych, and education classes throwing fits about evolution being taught. So I'm wondering if any science teachers out there have experienced any pushback or resistance to teaching evolution. I'd like to give my students some modern real-world experiences to go along with the text.
I haven't run into that as much. Early in my career during open house, one of my colleagues got cornered by a parent, social studies teacher colleague, got cornered by a parent who wanted to know why she was going to be teaching the Holocaust, since we all know that was a Zionist conspiracy and it never really happened.
Oh my God.
That's a big oof.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, that's the weirdest one I've heard, but I don't understand like how teaching Inherit the Wind, I mean, the whole point of that is that there's a debate and there are two strongly held opinions in the community. And it like that's part of the whole thing. Like nobody is saying that you have to believe one thing or the other thing. Like just teach the thing.
Don't history teachers teach about socialism and fascism stuff? Just because you're learning about something doesn't mean you're trying to be recruited to it.
Well, and if you think about it, a lot of social studies textbooks are wrong anyway. Like, I know here in the state of Texas, I was teaching a fifth grade lesson that called the Trail of Tears a voluntary removal of Native Americans to Oklahoma.
What? Oh, that's painful. That's painful.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, they were crying out of happiness. Is that what was happening?
If you are that opposed to it, maybe you need to step down and not let that be your subject area anymore. That,
right.
No. Because I get maybe you aren't into something and it would be wrong for me to force you to teach something that's against your beliefs. But at that point, maybe you shouldn't be teaching that. Just, you know, go do something else. Go teach Sunday school. Mm-hmm. Go anywhere. Go somewhere else.
No, it's like that lady in Kentucky that the clerk that wouldn't issue gay marriage licenses because it was against her belief. Like, if you can't do your job, then you need to examine whether
that job's not for you.
Sorry, Karen. Bye.
Hey, Hey, guys, do you know that we have a Patreon?
We do?
I know. It's
scandalous.
So, I know. For only $5, you can get extra exclusive content, extra episodes, and bonus content. And it is amazing. You can even get access to Teacher Needs a Drink swag. Go to Patreon and do it now. All right. Yes. This one is called Grizzly Weather. Think of someone who is your friend. Do not select your best friend, but make sure the person is someone you would classify as considerably more than an acquaintance. This friend is going to be attacked by a grizzly bear. Now, this person will survive this bear attack. That is guaranteed. There is a 100% chance that your friend will live. However, the extent of the injuries is unknown. They might receive nothing but a few superficial scratches, but they might also lose a limb or multiple limbs. They might recover completely in 24 hours with nothing but a great story, or they might spend the rest of their life in a wheelchair. Somehow, you have the ability to stop this attack from happening. You can magically save your friend from the bear, but the salvation will come at a peculiar price. If you choose to stop the bear, it will always rain. For the rest of your life, wherever you go, it will be raining. Sometimes it will pour and sometimes it will drizzle, but it will never not be raining. But it won't rain over the totality of the earth, nor will the hydrological cycle be disrupted. These storm clouds will be isolated and they will focus entirely on your specific whereabouts. You will never see the full sun again. Do you stop the bear and accept a lifetime of rain? Miss Bunny?
Yes, I would.
Aww.
Because I can cope with some rainy weather for, I'm not going to lie, it was somebody else on this podcast that I was thinking about.
Rosie, what about you?
I'm not stopping the fucking bear, no.
They're going to live.
They're going to, I mean, it's didn't it say that they could possibly die?
No, it's a 100% chance they could be scratched. You don't know how, but no matter what, they are going to live.
I have a friend who, I'm not going to say his name, but he like thinks he's cool, but he'd like to have a really cool like backstory, like a superhero. And I think he'd be like jazzed if he got the shit beat out of him by a bear. So I choose him.
Chicks dig scars. I mean,
seriously.
Okay, Shirley, what do you think?
Well, on one hand, I'm not much of a sun person, so I would take the rain because I'm not a huge sun person. But I'm not gonna lie, I really had to think about it because I maybe have a handful of close friends. I have a lot of acquaintances. If it were an acquaintance, I'd probably just, you know, let the bear do its thing.
What the fuck? See, I am not a sun person either. I fucking love the rain. But then I was thinking about like what it would be like to constantly be wet. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Ms. Shirley Temper, it was great having you.
I want my pink shirt back.
And Ms. Rosie Rose, it was wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, well, sometimes British should just kill Caesar.
And Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
I'm not like other moms. I'm a cool mom.
Yes!
And we lost Miss Sparkles during the transmission, but a good fond farewell, Miss Sparkles. I know she was there and loving in her heart and sad she wasn't able to be here for the last part of it. So, my friends, deep breaths, deep drinks, and cheers!
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 Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics. Also by our grateful Patreon donors. I'd like to give a special thank you to Miss Bunny O'Hare, Miss Rosie Rose, Miss Shirley Temper, and Miss Sparkles. And of course, the beautiful Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this. If you have something you'd like to share with us at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook or go to our contact page on teachernewsdrinkpodcast.com. Also, make sure if you can, tell just one person about the podcast. Find someone, tell them something you heard in this episode. Help share and spread the word to help us grow. All right, my friends, deep breaths, deep drinks, and cheers.
Bye. Okay.
Do it or I'll fucking kill
it.
I'm leaving that
okay,
in.
Okay, maybe not.
I like it.
Sorry, I leaned into my Slytherin real hard just then.
You have to also leave in Shirley's sinister laugh, though, in response.
Because she gets it. It will all be there.